This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's been nearly 2 weeks since a police officer shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis who had called 911 to report what she thought was a sexual assault. That case, of course, sparked protests and news coverage and led to the Minneapolis police chief stepping down. But this past week, there was another shooting also involving a domestic violence case that got far less attention. A Mississippi man was shot and killed in his home by police late last Sunday night. The police were out serving a warrant on a suspect in a domestic violence case, but they went to the wrong house. Ismael Lopez was an auto mechanic living in the Memphis suburb of South Haven, Mississippi. He originally immigrated to the United States from Mexico and had lived in Mississippi for 13 years. According to his wife, they were asleep when the police came to their home, and minutes later, Ismael Lopez was dead. Daniel Connolly is a reporter for the Memphis Commercial Appeal. He's also the author of a book about Mexican immigrants in the South. It's called The Book of Isaiahs, and he joins me now. Daniel Connolly, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
What do we know about this police shooting and exactly how it happened?
What's undisputed or not really contested at this point is that the police in Tate County, Mississippi, the sheriff's department there was looking for a man named Samuel Perriman. Perriman had been accused of choking his girlfriend at a gas station on Sunday. That night, the Tate County authorities called the South Haven Police Department in the neighboring county and told them basically go get Perriman to arrest him. There was not a written warrant at that point that would come later. As a result, the South Haven Police Department sent two officers to a home, and it turned out that by all accounts it was not Samuel Perriman's home. It was a home that was very close to Samuel Perriman's home. And at that point, the accounts differ. The South Haven Police Department has referred questions to a local prosecutor, John Champion, and John Champion on Monday gave this preliminary version of events that when the police officers arrived at the home, a pit bull ran out and one of the officers fired at the dog. Then the officers noticed that someone was pointing a gun through the doorway of the home, and the officer shouted commands to the man to drop the weapon. He did not drop it. Shots were fired and that man died. That was the preliminary version that the prosecutor gave. He cautioned that some of the details are still unclear about what happened. Meanwhile, the same day, I and a group of other reporters spoke with a close family friend who said that's not how it happened, that there were no verbal commands to drop a weapon, according to the man's wife whom he had spoke with. And he also pointed out bullet holes in the front door, indicating that bullets had passed through the door and hit someone inside the home. The family quickly hired attorneys, and this week they've given statements that their investigators have concluded that the door was shut and bullets were fired through a closed door, fatally injuring Mr. Lopez. And they also have said that the officer should not have been on that property in the first place.
How has the community reacted to this event?
There was a group of people who held a protest in South Haven yesterday about it. And if I'm not mistaken, there will be a vigil tonight. This is a story of a police shooting in a Memphis suburb that's made national news. In the same week, we've had these extraordinary scenes on social media in Memphis where activists are trying to keep up with immigration agents making arrests around the city. And then there was another viral news story about the same activist confronting a bail bondsman who claimed he had the right to arrest immigrants. I've been following immigration and Hispanic affairs for years in Memphis, and this is really an unprecedented week.
Another police shooting gaining national attention, this one in Mississippi, and also shining light, potentially, on broader issues of immigration and community involvement in the town of Memphis. Daniel Connolly, reporter for the Memphis Commercial Appeal. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.